I'd like to ask you to turn in your New Testament to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. First five verses will make up the text for our invitation this evening. The first couple of verses indicates a responsibility that we have toward one another. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. One central tenet of the law of Christ is to love one another, and by looking out for others, in this specific case, to help to restore an individual who has faltered in his faith. He has been overtaken in a trespass, is an expression of that love, and fulfills the law of Christ. But as he continues on in verse 3 and following, he says, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Now I'm reading from the King James Version, and I like the fact that in this particular translation that there is a difference in the words that are used in verse 1 and verse 5. We are told in verse 1... To bear one another's burdens, but in verse 5, each one shall bear his own load. And the reason why I like the distinction, though it is a very minor one, between burdens and load, is that there is a distinction that is made contextually between what we bear for one another and what we must bear alone. I want you to recognize that ultimately each individual is responsible for their own standing before God. We're going to be judged by the things that we have done individually in the body, whether good or bad. Those who are righteous will gain eternity. Those who are unrighteous will be condemned. And you cannot blame another ultimately if you are found wanting. You have to bear your own load. You're responsible for yourself. No excuses will be available. We live in a society where explaining away the culpability of an individual is almost a national pastime. He may have done it, but it's not his fault. And that's just not going to be acceptable in the day of judgment. There may be causative factors. There may be things that are more difficult for one person to overcome than the other, but God ultimately will judge each one individually. So we will bear our own load. We are responsible for ourselves. Having said that, we as Christians have a responsibility to one another to help each other get to heaven. Now, if you're lost, God's not going to hold me accountable for your being lost, but He will hold me accountable if I knew you were lost and I didn't try to do something about it. And so there is the distinction. We have the responsibility to express our care and concern for others in the hope that we can bring them back if they have faltered in some way. And I think this passage very clearly establishes both principles. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you have been overtaken in a trespass, we may not be aware of it. And if we are not aware of it, it's very difficult to help you. That's where confession comes into play. It may be that you can confess such a trespass to God Himself, receive forgiveness, and be strengthened in that and serve Him acceptably. If you need our help, we have a responsibility to help you in any way that we can. If admonition is needed, we have that responsibility. If encouragement is needed, we should do that. And we want to help you. And so we offer that invitation in the hope that someone will take advantage of tonight to make known a need that they might have, that we may help them with that. And if you do have that need, we ask that you come. If there is a need that anyone has in any way, becoming a child of God, being restored into a right state with our Lord, perhaps just encouragement and help, we offer it to you now. Would you come? Well, together we stand and sing.